Hi, this is George. Thank you for taking our confidential and secure poll about your local city, Cherry Creek School District, and possible issues on this year's ballot. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm an Independent.
Okay, and thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, this November there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain? Somewhat certain?
Very certain.
Excuse me?
Very certain.
Okay. First of all, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does providing a quality education to its students? Excellent, good. Not so good, poor?
Excellent, good.
And overall, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does managing finances and especially spending money voters approve in ballots issues wisely and as promised? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral or negative?
Neutral, because I have no clue how they're spending their money.
And how well does the phrase dedicate to excellence describe Cherry Creek School? Very well, somewhat well?
Very well.
And thank you again for your patience. Do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low, given the quality of level of service provided?
Somewhat high.
Have you heard about, read about, or experienced a recent increase in Colorado state property taxes? Yes or no?
Yes.
While nobody likes paying higher taxes, Colorado recently sent out notices and raised homeowners' property taxes by as much as 25%. Which of the following applies best to you and your household? Can afford and absorb this increase without any problems? Can pay the increase, but it really squeezes our budget, requiring cutbacks on other spending, or cannot afford this increase? It hurts household finance badly.
I can afford it.
And as you may or may not know, because Colorado voters rejected the governor's proposition HH ballot issued last fall, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an $800 check in May. What kind of impact will this payment have on your household finance? A big positive impact? A small positive impact?
Small positive impact.
The school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve two ballot issues. The first ballot issue would be a bond to provide new funds to construction new school buildings, make repairs and renovations to existing schools, expand mental health services, increase school security, and expand technical skills trainings to prepare students to fill today's high-paying and demand jobs. Would you vote yes or no on a $950 million bond to meet all of these needs if it increases property taxes by $3 a month, equal to $36 a year, per $100,000 of assets home value? Would you vote yes or no?
Is it $3 per the, if my house is $1 million, so it's $3 per each?
It's a $3 a month equal to $36 a year per $100,000.
Per $100,000? No, I can't do that.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. If instead the Cherry Creek School District bond were $750 million at the cost of 2.10 per month, equal to about 25 a year, in increased taxes for every 100,000 in home value, but had fewer school buildings projects, would you vote yes or no?
No.
Secondly, Cherry Creek School District may ask voters to approve a property tax mill levy increase for transportation that feeds up another money for teachers and staff pay. Would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school mill levy increase at a cost of $1.90 per month, or about $23 per year for every $100,000 of home value?
No.
Okay. An opponent to these ballots issued may say the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek School when they already have enough money. A wasteful high administration overhead cost and low performing schools. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this opponent's statement?
Oh, I disagree.
A strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Next, here are a set of statements detailing the projects and plans the proposed Cherry Creek School District bond would pay for rate, each as definitely worth paying higher taxes for, probably worth paying higher taxes for, or not worth it. Here's the first one. Replacing aging and deteriorating buildings at the Cherry Creek High School campus with new buildings and reconfigured the entire campus through redevelopment. Would you definitely worth paying, probably worth paying, or not worth paying?
Probably.
Okay. Upgrade and renovate the infrastructure at CCSD Elementary School as needed, including painting carpets, windows, roof repair, and heating, air conditioning system replacements. Definitely
probably.
Worth paying. Probably, okay. Upgrading two school building security, including bullet-resistant glass in all buildings, new security cameras, and a better entry access control.
Definitely.
Expand, remodel, and modernize the cafeteria area and pool at Edge the Crest.
At where? Eagle Crest?
Yes, ma'am.
Eagle Crest. No.
The other one says upgrades to classroom technology, including CAM computer, network, and faster, more reliable internet Wi-Fi.
Definitely.
Redesign and renovate the 50-year-old Smoky High School, Hill
Smoky
High School,
Hill High School.
And, yes, a Smoky Hill High School, and its campus replacing Loretto Middle School with a new building.
Probably.
Expanding and remodel at Overland High School, including buildings and in advance career pathway training center to give students technical skills for today's in-demand jobs.
Probably.
At a swimming pool at Overland High School.
I'm sorry, repeat that, please.
At a swimming pool at Overland High School?
No.
Expand the Cherry Creek Innovation Campus to serve more students and provide expanded career pathways, job skills, and technical training.
Probably.
Replace two small aging school buildings at Holly Hills and New K 5th grade elementary school.
No.
Okay. And thank you so much for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Lastly, here are some statements that supporters of the Cherry Creek School District $950 million bond might make. Rate each essay very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not a persuasive reason to vote for the bond and the $30 million mill levy, a ballot issue. Here's the first one. Operating a dedicated first-in-the-state teacher training and housing center gives Cherry Creek the edge at recruiting and retraining the best qualified teachers, helping the district maintain its reputation for excellence. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Somewhat.
Expanding a Cherry Creek Innovation Campus and skills trainings will provide more students a career pathway for certification at a high-paying, in-demand job such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary, arts, construction, trades, or other that demand technology skills. This not only provides skills workers needed today in the Denver Metro, but turns students into productive, tax-paying citizens.
Not very.
Despite a recent increase in the state property tax, none of that money comes back to local school districts. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve these separate ballot issues if they want to improve their school buildings or raise teacher pay.
Not very.
Cherry Creek School District has a solid record of producing graduates who are successful in their career and tops in their fields. Investing in this educational improvement can keep that tradition going.
Not persuasive.
Cherry Creek School District is transparent in their operations. This includes public access to an interactive map on their website that shows all projects, promises, and completed form previous bonds.
That's very persuasive.
And thank you again for your patience. Cherry Creek School District has a solid record of spending the taxpayer-approved bond money wisely and as promised. They can be trusted to execute the projects in the upcoming bond in a responsible, cost-efficient way.
Somewhat persuasive.
By approving the transportation mill levy, the district can maintain its bus service to students while freeing up money to increase teacher pay to be competitive with other districts in recruiting and retraining quality teachers.
Not very.
Maintaining Cherry Creek School District's excellence will continue to support solid property values for home within the district.
Very.
Money raised from the ballot issued will go directly to pay for the proposed projects. Since Cherry Creek School District administrative overhead costs are less than 3% of their total budget.
I find that hard to believe. Not very.
Okay. I expand the type of job pathway skills, though, at the Innovation Campus, to include veterinarian, teach, tech, do apologize, veterinarian tech, mm-hmm. building, mm-hmm. automotive, AVAC tech, multimedia, music, and film production, and other in-demand skills.
Not very.
Okay. And because of the way Colorado's tax system works, the Cherokee School received no money from the state to make school upgrades, expansions, and building replacements. It is up to the local residents of the district to raise their taxes to fund these improvements of, or they won't get made.
Not very.
Continuous security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure.
Very.
Expanding the highly in-demand mental health services will help thousands more students cope with today's pressures and be safer, more productive learners.
Very.
Acting now on these improvements will ensure Cherry Creek School District maintains its tradition of excellence now and in the future.
Somewhat.
And lastly, some buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated, just like any home or property that aged. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future.
Very.
And having heard all of this information, would you vote yes or no on a $950 million bond to meet all of these needs if in increased property taxes by $3 a month, equal to 36
now, year? Are we talking about $36 per year? So if I live, this is a hypothetical, if I live in a $1 million house, are you going to only increase my taxes $36 per year?
Well, the statement says $36 per year and $100,000 of assets home value.
Read that
would
to
you
me
vote
again.
Yes? Sure. I'll read it for you again.
Thank you.
Heard all of this information, would you vote yes or no on a $950 million bond to meet all of these needs if it increased property taxes by $3 a month, equal to $36 per year, $100,000 of assets, home value?
No.
And if instead of the Cherry Creek School District bond were $750 million at a cost of 2.10 per month, equal to about $25 a year in increased taxes for every $100,000 in home value, but had fewer school buildings projects, would you vote yes or no?
No.
And would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school mill levy increase at a cost of 1.90 per month or about $23 per year, $100,000 of assessed home value? Would you vote yes or no?
No. No.
And lastly, what is your gender?
Female.
And what is your age? Are you between 30?
Oh, no,
go ahead.
69. So
okay, thank you. And what was the last grade you completed in school?
College.
And do you have any children? 18?
I do.
Or under?
No. I have grandkids 18 or under.
Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
I own it.
And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, could you please tell me if your race is black, African-American, white, Caucasian, Latino, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islander?
White.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your evening.
I have a question for you before you leave.
Yes.
Who is conducting this survey?
Actually, we're not told, so it doesn't influence your vote or your decisions.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. No, good to know. And here's what I'll tell you. I live in a very high-end Cherry Creek school district. My money went up a lot, and I support education, but Cherry Creek would have to open their books and have a chat with me before I'd give them any more money. You can't write that down. I know that. But we put a lot. Our mills went up a lot, and I support education, but I can't if I don't know really what they're talking about. Okay?
Thank you, ma'am. And remember
thank
that all of your answers are strictly confidential. This is a study that we're just conducting. But thank you so
thank
much.
You.
You're welcome.
Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.